hole in the...
Yeah, a slick place or anything. You want to settle on two of those rocks. And,
you know. I see, you know. That's a new one. That's a new one on me. Did you use wooden things about like this with a handle on for a buck for water or milk?
Yeah, they did for water buckets. They had cedar buckets. They did cedar. Used to have the cap on the porch. Most of it was cedar buckets. They're made out of cedar.
They didn't use oak.
No, they did have oak buckets too, but mostly if they could get a cedar bucket, they'd have that.
It would be better.
And it had a brass hook on it. Around the hook would be about three or four of them on a bucket that hold about 10 quarts.
Hmm. Yeah, if the whole thing was made out of metal, what would you call that?
They'd call that a tin bucket mostly.
Tin bucket.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the water was better in the other bucket, and it would be a keep better. I mean, sitting up there at any length of time, you probably can taste water in the tin if you was ever used to it. You could tell the difference in the taste.
And the cedar really would keep it fresher.
Yeah, keep it better in the wood bucket.
And the old days, today you fry eggs with what? You fry eggs in a
frying pan.
In the old days, how
they called it a skillet, I think, a lot of them didn't.
Did they?
Yeah.
Did you ever hear the term spider anymore?
Yeah, heard that.
What was that?
Well, they call a griddle, I think, to bake their cornbread on. They call that a griddle, yeah.
A griddle?
Yeah.
And the griddle and a spider would be the same thing?
Yeah, no, only the spider has got a higher side to it than the griddle. You see, it's an iron griddle. The griddle is just flat with just a little rim around it.
Uh-huh. Well, what's the difference then between a spider and a frying pan? Huh?
Well, a lot of frying pans is thin. It's made out of thinner iron than the other.
I see.
And then the others, they have it. Well, they use the thicker one mostly to fry fish and stuff like that, and steaks and all that stuff. They don't use that thin one. They use that thin one mostly for a quick meal, like frying an egg or something, yeah.
I see. Now, when they used to use fireplaces to cook in, do you have any memory of that?
I've seen a little of that. They use pots, they'd call them, you know. They have pots, and they had a pipe run through that. That they'd hang the pots over the coals and so forth, and they'd cook boiled stuff in.
I see.
Their frying pan, too. They had to set it in there, which was an iron frying pan with a side, maybe that thick down the side, you see.
Mm-hmm.
They set it on the coals to cook them.
And would those things be called spiders? Would they ever have legs on?
Yeah, had legs on.
They did have legs?
Yeah, had three legs on them, mostly.
And would those be spiders?
Yeah, they call them spiders too. They made just like the frying pan is, except they had the legs on them.
So actually, the thing that you now call a spider is different from what you used to call it.
Yeah.
I see. In other words, it lost its legs. Right?
Yeah, it just lost its legs because it didn't have to have no cold on it.
I see. That's something I never did get straight, by the way. I'm glad you explained it to me. And what do you call the thing in the kitchen sink where you turn the water off and on today?
Get spigots, all I know.
And if you have one outside for a hole?
They call that a spigot, too, out there on that. In there, they call it, I don't know, they call it all the same thing. I reckon practically the same thing.
And in the old days, when you had a barrel of syrup, what did you call the thing that you turned the syrup on off with?
You had a faucet, they called it.
A faucet.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
They had wooden faucets and they had iron faucets too for that. And then they had to use a peg, made a peg out of wood and put it in a barrel, bore a hole in there with the auger.
Uh-huh.
And stop it with that barrel laying down, draw the syrup out of there by the quarter, by the half a gallon in the stores where they sold.
Mm. What do you call that plug, that peg?
They call it a stopper.
It's a stopper. What's a bung?